We will begin the practice by coming into a seated position, planting your feet firmly on the ground, separated, feeling the weight of your sit bones in the chair, checking the balance, noticing where your hands are located, either on the thighs or folded in the lap, like our back to be erect but not rigid, away from the back of the chair if that's possible for you, unsupported. So you might want to move up a little on the chair you're seated on to get into this position, again, if that's possible for you. Closing your eyes and breathing in through the nose and out through the nose at a normal pace. Just noticing where in your body you feel the breath the strongest, and that's often one of two places, the belly as it rises and falls, or the nostrils as the air goes in and out. When you settle in there, following the breath in the body, feeling the inhale and the pause at the end of the inhale, and the exhale and the pause at the end of the exhale. Following the breath like you might follow waves as they came into and went out again from the shore. We're going to now begin a longer breath, counting the breath. So however long that breath is, counting continuously through the breath. So maybe it's on the inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And on the exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And keeping the attention on the count, if the attention wanders, just noticing it and bringing the attention back to the breath, the count of the breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now switching to your normal breath rate, the breath rate at which you would breathe if you weren't trying to, you know, consciously alter that breath, and just counting what that breath is. If your longer breath was 8, maybe this one is 4, maybe 5, maybe 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're still feeling the breath in the body, but the attention is on the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The attention wanders. Just notice. Maybe say to yourself, thinking, and bring the attention back to the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to drop into a noticeably shorter breath, noticeably shorter than our regular breath. And if that breath was 4 or 5, we may just be looking at 1 or 2 on the inhale here. So try some shorter scenarios and see what works. 1, 2, 2, 1. And the breath here should be very subtle and light. And you're also probably going to feel a little bit of discomfort maybe in the stomach region or chest, because you're actually inhaling less oxygen. And so you kind of naturally generate a little bit of anxiety. But what we're going to see is that we can just kind of lean into this anxiety and sit with it, and it'll be all right. It dissipates. So try to get a lighter breath, one that might generate a little anxiety, and try to sit with that anxiety. And if it becomes too much, going back up to the normal breath and then coming back down again to the shorter breath. 1, 2, 2, 1. And now returning to the normal breath, the unaltered, your regular pace, and doing the counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, however, how you go. 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we transition to the longer breath, counting whatever that count is for you. On the inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On the exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we're going to drop the counting entirely and just follow the breath as it passes through the body, from the sense of the air as it goes into the nostrils, the feeling in the back of the throat. As you follow the breath and the chest expands, the belly rises, pause and reverses, the belly collapses, chest as well. Out the nostrils. Just following the breath with your attention, trying to feel the various points along the way to the degree that it's possible for you. And it might be helpful here to use your imagination at points when the feeling becomes difficult. I like to imagine the breath as a wave coming into the body, a continuous wave, and especially as it goes into the lungs and saturates the lungs and the rest of the body, like water coming in, saturating the sand, and then going back out again. Just following the breath with your attention, trying to feel the breath. And next we focus the attention on a single spot where we can sense the breath, and that's most likely in the nostrils as you feel the air enter the nostrils and exit the nostrils on the exhale. We're not counting, we're not following, we're just really focusing the breath. It's called touching the breath. We can feel the breath in the nostrils and trying to find one place where we can really hold our attention. And the breath can be subtle, so it takes attention, takes very much concentration to find that spot, hold the attention. I find it useful on the exhale because I find it more difficult on the exhale to say a simple single syllable like maybe out or calm or one and just repeat it again and again on the exhale. It becomes a very repetitive activity, focusing, feeling the breath on the inhale, on the exhale. Real single pointed focus here on the touch of the breath. And finally, just returning to your normal breath and no counting, just following the breath, the inhale, pause at the end of the inhale, exhale, pause at the end of the exhale. And when you're ready, just slowly opening your eyes and reconnecting with your surroundings.